USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Like us on Facebook, Save America Ministries. And quite frankly, you know, unless you come alongside and help us carry, shoulder the burden together so that we can continue preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, it ain't going to happen. So get on board with us, if you will, as the Holy Spirit leads you. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Or go to our website, saveus.org, and make your gift that way, or call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. God bless you. Be a blessing and be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Take courage, my friend. Take courage.
Listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about for the first hour this evening. And we'll have a good program the second hour as well with a special guest. But for the first hour, it's open lines. I enjoy it. I hope you will as well. But certainly it's very interesting what's going on over there in the Middle East as far as Israel is concerned. And certainly I had Barry Shamish on this afternoon, had him on actually twice today. And he claims he has a informant over in Israel who says that they're beginning to mobilize the troops over there in preparation for some sort of a military action. Now, basically, I've looked very, very carefully on all the internet sites, certainly been to Start Page, been to Yahoo, been to Google, can find no mention of any mobilization going on over there at the present time. Certainly all the talk about mobilization goes back to 2011, 2012, but no talk about mobilization. And yet Barry, who I believe, and I would stake my life, is being honest with me, says that his nephew has been called up. He's been called up about 9 days ago. On the other hand, I talked to one of our friends who just came over from Israel about 3 weeks ago, and she tells me she hasn't heard about anything being mobilized over there, but certainly both Barry and our friend Cheryl Hancock say that the people over there are being told to begin preparing for a very, very difficult situation. And they're being told basically to actually start laying in supplies of water. They're told to lay in supplies of food. They're told that certainly in the hospitals, in the convalescent hospitals, that they're going to really have to begin preparing to look after the people because the supplies may be very well cut off very soon. They're talking about certainly establishing centers where people will be able to get water in the cities. Everybody's being told to prepare a safe room, basically preparing for gas or some sort of an attack, or certainly even certainly for a nuclear attack. Because, of course, you would want to protect yourself from radiation. And so all the people over there in Israel are really preparing for both gas and chemical and nuclear attacks. And they're actually, of course, taking a room and they're sealing all the windows. The people there are prepared for a cataclysmic event. And this is something quite new. I mean, this we're talking about the last few weeks of this has been going on. And it's certainly as if something is going. Now, you're not going to hear a lot about that in America, because the last thing the Israelis would want would be to discourage it. Certainly tourism, and certainly if the tourists knew there was a danger of a war or a conflict, they probably wouldn't be streaming into Israel as they are. But this issue, is there really mobilization going on? Well, we do know that Barry's nephew has been called up eight or nine days ago. And yet, of course, Cheryl didn't know of any mobilization over there. So we really don't know, other than the fact we know that almost 100,000 people have been slaughtered in Syria thanks to America's financing of the terrorists. And ladies and gentlemen, we are financing the terrorists there in Syria. And of course, oh, well, they're patriots. No, they're not patriots. They're Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're extremist Muslims over there. And they're being financed with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. We are financing this radical movement throughout the Near East and the Middle East. And the average American really doesn't understand what's going on because it doesn't make sense. Unless you understand that you're being lied to by the media. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. It's open line, so give us a call if you have anything you'd like to talk about. And, certainly, we're talking about what's going on over there in the Middle East. Remember, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday. We'd love to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Syria really is being just destroyed. Basically, their currency is becoming worthless. People over there using other currencies, Chinese currencies, other Arab currencies, because they've fairly well destroyed the value of the money. And this is really what happens in a situation like that. And it would certainly happen here in the United States. If we were to have the breakdown in society, they would destroy the value of our money and certainly impoverish our people. Certainly, Damascus is a city that has been around for at least 3,000 years. It has never been destroyed. However, there is a prophecy in Isaiah 17 that Damascus is going to be destroyed, and it is never in all the history of Damascus in at least 3,000 years and perhaps more that Damascus has been destroyed. Now, we know that large segments of the town are destroyed, not the entire city, but certainly many of the suburbs have been pounded with artillery fire and been pounded by bombings, and certainly Damascus is in terrible straits. Certainly the majority of the civilian population has fled the country. Almost 100,000 people are dead, thanks to American. As the fact that the American people really don't care how many people are slaughtered by the terrorists that we're financing and by the weapons that we buy for the terrorists that are using to slaughter and kill the people over there. But men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved at talking about and doing everything you can to make people understand the terrible horror that is taking place, financed by our government, or by, let's put it this way, or by the dark, sinister forces that have seized control of our government. If you're not speaking out, if you're more concerned about the coming football season than the death of almost 100,000 Syrians, then I fear that one day you're going to be called responsible for what you have done. Not what you've done, but what you haven't done. Because we are all certainly involved. And we have an obligation to speak out. Now, basically, of course, millions of people certainly have fled their homes. The last thing I heard, 3 or 4 million Syrians have had to flee their homes. Almost 1 million have had to flee the country and living in refugee camps in other countries. Say Syria is simply a basket case. And Barack Obama and the people who control him are continuing to finance that. And certainly then we look over and look at that, see what's happening in Egypt. And Egypt is having terrible problems as well. And there's unrest certainly in the Sinai, and they're moving the military, Egyptian military forces in there. And basically we had given billions of dollars to the radical Islamic government of Morsi. Morsi, incidentally, nobody will ever train you, but Morsi was very well trained. Morsi, who was deposed recently, Morsi was trained in Southern California, went to university over here, speaks very good English. He was the man that we put in there. He was a member of the Radical Muslim Brotherhood. And because he was bringing this radical Islamic faith to the country, which the majority of the people didn't want, why, of course, the military rose up and deposed him. But unfortunately, this has certainly then caused what it looks like going to be a civil war. And there's nothing worse than a civil war, but this certainly looks like what's going to happen in Egypt, and the whole country is going to just descend into chaos. Thanks once again to American financing. And we'd given, you know, literally hundreds of tanks and armored personnel carriers and ammunition and hundreds of millions of dollars. And the F-16s, I think we gave 16 or 20 F-16s to this radical Islamic government under Morsi. Why would we have done that? Why are we over there? Well, basically because the real agenda of the United States is to destroy Christianity throughout the world, and to impose this radical form of Islam on the Middle East. And that's what we've done in both Afghanistan and Iraq. That's what we've done in Tunisia. That's what we've done in Libya. That's what we're doing certainly in Egypt today. And we don't know what's going to come about after the military takeover. Looks like a civil war and another slaughter over there. Why doesn't America simply stay at home? Well, because, of course, our people who control our government are interested in creating chaos throughout the world. They're doing a wonderful job. How do you feel about what's going on? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 24Liberty, 1-888-24Liberty, or 464-8295, out across here in the central coast of California. And it's open lines. We'd love to hear what you want to talk about, anything that you want to say, or any subject that you are interested in, because we have nothing really prepared. But basically, of course, as you look and see what's happening there, of course, over in China, China is having very real economic problems. They're trying to make you think that nothing to worry about, but China's exports have fallen dramatically. If you look at the Baltic Dry Index, and that has to do with certainly the shipments of supplies by freight, why they've falling dramatically. And why are they down? Well, they're down certainly because other countries don't have the money to buy Chinese products. And unfortunately, this is having a profound impact on the Chinese economy. And unemployment is growing over there. And although they've been doing very well for a good period of time, now China is beginning to have very, very real economic problems. And they're cutting back certainly on the readily availability of loans and the living standards, which have been soaring, are beginning to contract over in China. And the world certainly is beginning to move, I believe, into a period of chaos and crisis. If you look and see what's going on in Europe today, the economy certainly in Greece and in Italy and Portugal and Spain is not getting better, and France is not far behind. And certainly the economy in Britain is slowing down. Germany even is having economic problems because their exports are down. Their exports are down because other countries can't afford to buy their goods. Now, the people who control the media are trying to convince us that everything's fine, there's nothing to worry about. But people who control the media are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Their goal is not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal it. And we're moving into a period of worldwide crisis. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines, and we've got Eric on the line calling in from Michigan. Hi, Eric. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Very well tonight. Finally got a break from this scorching heat out here with all the humidity. It's like, I imagine living in Florida this time of year. So I'm able to think more clearly now with fresh air. Pursuant to what Sheriff Mack was revealing last night, I want to encourage, admonish anyone that would hear this broadcast that I think the best way to promote that knowledge is to, of course, acquire the seminar video. And the same with your video. Go to people who are most likely to become proactive. And I heard this interview with a fellow by the name of Ken Clark out of Colorado, KLZ, 560 AM radio. He led the charge to recall the state senators in Colorado who enacted legislation, the draconian gun legislation, and so that set off a significant response from the pro liberty patriots out there. I think the recall was successful. So my thought is, based on what they were, and what he said was that the shooting enthusiasts, sportsmen, the hunters, they all got together in their chat rooms, apparently, over the computer, and that's how they launched it. But I'm thinking of going directly to the sportsmen clubs that are dispersed in my county.
I think that sounds like a great idea. Now, basically, have they launched a recall agenda, launched a recall petition? Has it been accepted? Have they actually had the election? Where do they stand on this effort to recall the Colorado legislature, who is certainly trying to limit the right of the people to keep and bear arms?
You know what I'll have to do, Dr. Stan, because I'm still recovering from no sleep for about a whole week. I can't speak with certainty to that, but I'm going to call the radio station and see if I can't line them up. Maybe you'd like to interview him.
I would really like to, and if you can get his telephone number for us, well, I would be glad to have him on. Because we want to give activists a voice. That's why I do what I do, so people will really understand what is really going on, and basically, of course, rally behind the people who are willing to take a stand. And basically, the average American loves freedom. The average American loves this country. They simply just don't know who to follow, and they don't have a voice such as we do, and as Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and the others out there on the front lines of this battle. But our job is to try to get people organized and working behind this. And certainly, if you can get me his telephone number and more information, I'd love to have him on. Eric, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, quickly. Thank you for that. Sheriff Mack last night, with respect to the posse creation or provision in the counties, when I brought up Civil Air Patrol, I got to thinking after the call, well, the posse is sort of like the land-based equivalent of the Air Patrol. And in this county, the Air Patrol is pretty well established. So that's another sort of, asset to utilize to convince people that they need to get involved at the grassroots level.
I think you're absolutely right. And I appreciate your thoughts. We're going to have to let you go because we're coming up to a break. Our telephone number, however, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. We have Sam calling from Kentucky and asking about taking the shingles vaccine. And I told him basically not. Now, Sam, how old are you?
51.
All right, fine. Well, you don't worry about the shingles till you get to be 70 or 80. And basically, the virus is the chickenpox virus, and it's sort of sleeping in your system, and your immune system begins to break down when you get older. If you do all the wrong things, you become more susceptible to getting the shingles. But I would not take the vaccine. What you want to do is learn how to build up your immune system, and there are lots of things that you can do to do that. And I don't know if you've ever taken, have you ever read the Dr. Blaylock's newsletter?
No, sir.
Well, it's well worthwhile. Certainly, I don't get anything for suggesting it, but I think it's well worthwhile to subscribe to that. But she talks to you about the various things that you need to do to boost your immune system, and certainly things like curcumin and other flavonoids are very, very important. And vitamin D3 is very important. Magnesium. In fact, a lot of the things we actually offer in the way of health products will help to boost your immune system so that you're not going to have your immune system break down. But the problem with vaccines is simply this. They artificially stimulate your immune system. And basically, this can lead to autoimmune disease. It can lead to asthma. It can certainly have effect on your brain and on your heart, and can lead to rheumatoid arthritis and other artificial or autoimmune types of diseases. And basically, now it would depend on which vaccine it is, but some of these, many of them will contain mercury and or aluminum and or a number of other products which are hazardous to your health. And you do not know what's in that vaccine, do you?
No.
And why would you want to take it?
Well, first of all,
because right now at 50, the chance you're getting shingles is just about zilch.
As you get
much older, why, of course, there's a possibility of it. But I'm 85. I've never had shingles, and basically because my immune system is in good shape, because we are constantly taking all of these things to boost our immune response. So I'm really not worried about getting shingles. It's a painful disease when you do get it. However, there are things that you can take that will control it. But you're not going to hear these things commonly discussed, certainly, and ordinarily, by your doctor, because they don't know, because this information is constantly suppressed. The doctors mean very well, but they certainly are being told that vaccines are the solution to all of our problems, and they're not. Why do you think we have so much autoimmune disease and so much asthma and so much many people with various types of inflammatory arthritis today? And so much of this is related to the vaccines. We should not be taking most of them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Very good. Well, that was certainly Sam calling from Kentucky. Again, it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and come on here and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I think it's vitally important that you understand, certainly as far as our children are concerned, we have an epidemic of autism, and you do not see the autism in children, the Amish children, certainly in the Mennonite children that don't take the vaccines. Right now, it used to be you had two cases of autism per 10,000 children. Now you have it about one in every 63 boys. And they will admit, we don't know why it is, but we can assure you the vaccines are safe, and they're simply lying to you. And if you simply get the information that we have a four-tape set, a couple of four-tape sets and four CD sets on vaccinations. You need to get this, and you need to get the information out, and you need to be able to discuss it intelligently. I have a talk, and it's called The Vaccines, The Specter Haunting America. It's available on DVD. You need to get that, and you need to watch it through several times. That's Vaccines, The Specter Haunting America. Well, we've got Dee calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you have to learn how to discuss all of these issues intelligently, not simply defensively, but you have to learn how to ask questions and ask people, why do you think it is that the children who don't take the vaccines don't get these all these autoimmune diseases and allergies and asthma and the autism? And of course, most people don't even know that's the case, but it really is. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. It's Open Line Wednesday. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll be back here in just a moment. We'll talk to Dee from Post Falls, Idaho, and then we'll talk to you if you give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, 464-8295, 831, 464-8295. And right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Oh, not so bad. It's nice and warm up here. Our gardens are growing fairly well, I guess.
That's great. In fact, I tell you, our garden's growing. I've been listening to our consultant who talks to us about gardening, and we used the compost this year, and certainly the fertilizer, as he suggested. And I will tell you, I've never seen such big tomato plants just loaded down with tomatoes. And suddenly, I'm sure the secret is proper preparation of the soil. I've learned a lot, certainly, from my programs. I hope you have as well. Now, have your question or comment, Dee.
Well, both a comment and a question. My first comment is that this Ed Snowden case is a most interesting litmus test. What we seem to have here is a de facto emperor of the world. I know Barack Obama is merely the face on what you would call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that there are forces behind him. But it's almost as if to say to young Snowden, there is no place on this planet that you can run, that you can hide to, that we will not find you, that we will not rendition you, we will not extradite you. And my question for you, Dr. Stan, is do you think that young Snowden will be ultimately successful in obtaining asylum in some place?
Well, I'll answer that in just a moment. But first of all, I want to put out our telephone number. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Dee is asking if I think that Snowden will find a place where he'll be able to go. And suddenly, basically, every country in the world is afraid to take him. Why? Because America runs the world, and we even have certainly the Russians are not about at this point anyway to challenge us. Perhaps later on they will, but they're not about to right now. But I really think that probably Snowden will be able to find any refuge in Venezuela, or there may be one or other two nations in South America that will take him. And right now, of course, he's been told that he can't apply for certainly sanctuary in Venezuela until he gets there. My concern is how will he get there? Certainly, would we shoot
Indeed.
The plane down? Would we force the plane that was carrying him to land so that we could arrest this young man? Basically, of course, his crime is telling the truth and putting the information out. Now, we have known, if you listen to our program, certainly we've talked for many years about certainly how they've been tapping everything, listening to our telephone calls, recording our emails, recording our faxes, keeping them, and pointing out this is going on all over the world. What Snowden did was give more authority to what we'd said, and pointing out that they are certainly listening to all the telephone conversations in Europe and in Africa and in China and in Russia, and with the amazing, computer technology we have now. They record all of those recordings, and they are keeping them all in massive centers there in Utah. And I certainly think that Mr. Snowden is a very naive young man, but I think he has a great deal of courage. I think he's motivated by trying to do the right thing. And the interesting thing is, if you look at the polls, the vast majority of the American people agree with that, despite the fact that the media is calling him all sorts of terrible things. And some of our traitors in government, like certainly the leader of the Republican Party, is referring to Snowden as a traitor. He's not a traitor. He's saying what people like Boehner and the others should have the courage to say, but they're afraid to. So does that answer your question, Dee?
Yes, I'm fearful that it does, and I'm very fearful for the young man that, I know you had a minor in history, and I've studied history all my life, and this would seem to be unprecedented, where we have an American president that is asserting sovereignty over the entire planet Earth. And
But remember, Obama, as you said earlier, Obama is simply a front for the Trilateral Commission. His chief advisor is the National Security Advisor. And it just is not by accident that he is always one of the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. First of all, General James Jones, followed by Thomas Donilon, who incidentally recently became a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters in New York. And he was succeeded by Sidney Susan Rice, all of them came from this little tiny organization, never had more than 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, which is basically, if you look at their logo, and you can go to their website, trilateral.org, and look at it, it's three curved arrows. And if you are a little paranoid and you look at it, you can see the three sixes there on the inside, joined together by an upside-down broken cross. It's a Luciferian organization. Go ahead, Dee.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of the Cold War when you had draft dodgers that were able to seek asylum in Canada, and then Bobby Fischer lived for decades in Iceland. And where are the courageous patriots and politicians standing up right now and saying, no, sir, Mr. Obama, you do not have jurisdiction over planet Earth. The Constitution gives you jurisdiction over the United States of America. It does not give you jurisdiction over the entire world. And they're just totally gutless. And amongst the people that you mentioned, the traitors, I would include in there Michelle Bachmann. I think she inferred bodily harm to Snowden. And for what? What has he done?
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you at all.
I'd like to see some courage, and I'm not seeing any.
Okay. Okay.
Where are the Rand Pauls? Where is Ted Cruz on this matter?
Well, I don't know where the Rand Paul. I suspect Ron Paul certainly supports him, and I don't know whether Rand Paul he should be supporting him. Basically, of course, sometimes people will compromise principles, for political advantage. I don't think they should ever do that, and I certainly am very concerned that Rand has made a couple of political decisions that have been motivated not on principle, but rather on political expediency. And when he does that, he loses certainly my support. Anything else?
Well, the only thing I can think to do on a personal level, and I have been doing this, is when I get on the internet, whether public or private, whether Google or Start Page, I enter the search terms, impeach him now, get rid of him, impeach him, and impeach Obama. And there is a movement. Our numbers are unknown because they're highly shielded by the media, but these things are accounted and tabulated, and I think it was Ben Franklin says, we'll either hang separately or hang together, and there needs to be a grassroots movement because we have an out-of-control federal government that is purporting to be the emperor of the world, and of course the Bible said that we would have a one-world government in the end days, and you can almost see it happening.
You're absolutely right. But remember, Obama is not the enemy. It's the people who control Obama who put him in or keeping him in positions of power. So
yes.
Don't let them focus your attention on the wrong issue. It's sort of like the sleight of hand expert. He always has one hand and you're watching. It's what the other hand is doing. And Obama is simply a front for the power elite that rules our nation. Okay.
But there would be powerful symbolism in him being brought to justice, just as Bill Clinton should have been brought to justice back in the day. And I'll let you go with that.
Okay, God bless, Dan. Keep up the good work and just keep talking to people and trying to get them to think. That's our job.
Do those Google searches.
Okay, God bless. Okay, fine. Let's go to Bob, who's calling us from Lansing, Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
I'm calling to talk to you about a book that I'm reading right now, a book that I know you'll be well familiar with. But it's that, you know how you buy books and you intend to read them and sometimes they sit on your shelf for years and years? Well, I'm finally getting around to reading this book by Whitaker Chambers, Witness.
Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful book?
It is so. It is. You said it. It is wonderful, but at the same time, it's also giving me a really eerie feeling, like when I see how powerful communism was, how they were infiltrating the U.S. government, that we were really in perilous times. And so then I think about today, and I think, well, I know that Muslims, for example, are making their way into our government, and, you know, who knows what other groups, and, you know, that is a cause for me to be a little bit fearful.
Well, Bob, let me just point out that certainly I've been at this for 50 years, a lot longer than most people out there, and I've made so many mistakes. And certainly when I was young, I used to think that there was a danger from communism. And I will have to admit that during the Vietnam War, I was solidly behind our effort to fight the wicked communists over there. And the people were saying we ought to get out. I considered as subversives. And basically, we had a lot of communists, but we had a lot of other people who were saying we shouldn't be over in Vietnam. And I would argue with them, I could give you the best arguments, you know, about protecting America and freedom and patriotism, until one day I suddenly realized we had no business over there. We weren't fighting communism over there. We were funding the communists who were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. And it was all as phony as a $3 bill. The same thing is true if you study the real background of World War II. American corporations funding and providing the weapons for the Nazis so they could kill our boys. And if you look and see what's going on today, it's exactly the same sort of thing. And basically, because this whole world terrorist movement is being largely funded by the American corporations, American banks. I mean, who is this who's funding the Al-Qaeda terrorists there in Syria? We are. Who's fighting the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Afghanistan? We are. It's all as phony as a $3 bill. And basically, of course, here the average Muslim in the United States is not our enemy. He has got a different religion. We never should have opened our borders to the Muslims, but they brought them in intentionally so that we would have this conflict within our society. They want to turn black against white. They want to turn Hispanic against white. They want to turn the Muslim against the Christian. It's all the old idea of divide and conquer, and they are masters at it. But behind it all are these powerful spiritual and demonic forces that want to destroy what was once the land of the free, a Christian nation, the home of the brave. So Witness is a wonderful, wonderful book. In fact, I used a quotation from there this afternoon. And that was, you know, between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And Whitaker Chambers said that. And one of the most profound things I've ever read. And he was absolutely right, but he never understood what this is really all about. He never understood how he was being exploited by the communists and that he was being exploited by the anti-communists. And it's all a great charade. What we need to do is get back to the basic fundamentals. There's this battle between good and evil, and we want to be on God's side.
You know, Dr. Stan, that was a beautiful summation. And I would just want to add to it that the one thing I'm taking away from the book that I don't know if the average Christian really comprehends just how powerful it is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, and strength. That alone, living a godly life, living a holy life, being an example for your friends, family, loved ones, neighbors, that in alone is doing something very powerful for the kingdom of God and against the kingdom of darkness.
I think well said. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly we are dealing with the political and ideological and cultural forces at work in our society. But behind all of this are the satanic forces, and this is the forces of God. And certainly when you understand the forces of God, you can see his influence in our political life, certainly in individual lives of members of our family and in our own lives. And if people understand that God is not a force, it's out there someplace, and he just put us here and left us alone. No, he's there, but he's looking for us to look to him for direction, and that should be our job. That is our objective. But because basically behind all of the demonic and terrible things that are going on today, I certainly is this eternal battle between good and evil. And I believe we're in the final stages of that battle. And I think that terrible, terrible things are going to happen in the coming months and years. And basically, the only thing that's going to see any of us through this is not our gold or silver or food, although we certainly should do everything we can to prepare. But what's the thing that's going to see us through this is our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, Dr. Stan, if you'll allow me just another minute or two, I would like to recommend people to read Gary DeMar's book, Last Days Madness. And, of course, he, like myself, is post-millennial. And, you know, I'm thinking that since dispensationalism became popular about 100 years ago, that has been very devastating to the church. And I have an optimistic view of history. I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be the last man standing in the boxing ring, so to speak. I think that the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to defeat the Brotherhood of Darkness, and is going to defeat Islam, and is going to defeat communism and socialism and all the other isms, atheism. And so I would recommend to people to look into postmillennialism. As I said, Gary DeMar's book, Last Days Madness, is the book that started me down the pathway. I also love David Chilton's book, Paradise Restored. And, you know, when you have an optimistic view of history, I think it makes a huge difference. And I would just point out that most of the Christians in America, the Protestants in the 1700s and 1800s, they had an optimistic view. They were, you know, could be called operational postmillennialists. And I think people really didn't start becoming pessimistic until some of these bad things started happening, like the communist takeover of Russia and then World War One and World War Two. So I want to, you know, I even you, Dr. Stan, I would encourage you to read David Chilton's book, Paradise Restored. Absolutely wonderful book. You'll be jumping up and down, shouting and cheering by the end of it. You'll be so excited about a look at the prophecies in the Bible that would lead us to believe that ultimately we're going to be victorious.
Well, I hope and pray you're right. I do not believe that, but I hope and pray that you're right. I think we're moving into interesting times, and I don't want to sort of debate the postmillennialism because basically I would disagree. On the other hand, you have a perfect right to believe that, and I know that Gary DeMar is a very sincere individual. I've read his material. We each have to certainly accept what we're led to believe. But anyway, certainly I think he's a patriot. I think he's a brilliant individual, and I certainly enjoyed talking to him. But then that's what makes talk radio interesting, isn't it, Bob?
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call.
God bless, and this is Dr. Stan, our guest certainly. Well, it's been open lines here. Remember our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be back here in just a minute at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just comment on postmillennialism. And basically, of course, Gary Mars is a brilliant individual who heads a group that has a different approach. They believe that the prophecies that certainly are in the Bible were fulfilled certainly several thousand years ago. They believe that mankind is going to be able to bring about a better and perfect world, and mankind is going to triumph, and we are going certainly to overcome evil certainly with good. Well, I certainly don't agree with that, but that is what the postmillennial view is, and there are an awful lot of good people who embrace those philosophies, but my reading of the Bible certainly does not agree with that. So under any circumstances, I don't want to get into long theological discussions, because of course only time is going to tell, but I think we're going to be seeing the unfolding of prophecy in the coming weeks and months and years. Under any circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported, and we're primarily dependent upon you to help us. And if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, certainly so subscribe to our newsletter, or certainly get the various products that we offer, and certainly we have all sorts of books and 4-CD sets and DVDs, and certainly they all help to keep us going. We also carry some excellent health products. And certainly, if you are certainly most men are deficient in magnesium and do need to be taking magnesium supplements, vitamin D3. Both men and women are deficient in it. And if you'd like a list of the health products we carry that are put out by certainly, I believe, the finest Christian healthcare company in the country, and we take these products ourselves, and if you get them to us, they help to support Radio Liberty. And basically, you need to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to study it. You need to find out the things that you should be taking, certainly the flavonoids like curcumin and the others. But basically, if you'd like to get the book, if you'd like to get a list of the products, most people are magnesium deficient. Most people are vitamin D3 deficient. You need to have products like Allobiotic on hand. Allobiotic is a combination of oil of oregano, certainly allopurinol, garlic, and a few other things. And basically, they are the herbal products. And when you start to come down with the flu or other colds, things like that, take that. And along with some vitamin D3, and because I've been doing this for a better part of 20 years, I've never yet lost one day from behind the microphone because of cold or flu. And basically, when I start to come down with something, I take vitamin D3 and Allobiotic, not antibiotic, but Allobiotic. But if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And simply ask for the Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, which you need, and you need to read it and reread it. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have an excellent 4-CD set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. That's Life-Saving Secrets. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a list of the health products, or certainly you can find them on our website at RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like a catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our television programs there or watch our television programs. Or you can certainly listen to our radio programs there. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and you can listen to 4 hours live. And most of the programs are certainly are archived there. You can listen to them. And then get other people to listen, because my job is to educate people as much as we can in the time that we have left. And believe me, we're moving towards a time of chaos and crisis here in America. And I will tell you, we're moving it to, because most people are so interested in just having a good time. They do not understand that America is bankrupt. The level of unemployment is not going down. They're lying to us. They're lying to us about the instability within our nation. And of course, basically, America was a Christian nation. America is not a Christian nation now. America has turned against God. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And hopefully, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw. And Michael certainly is a gentleman who's been involved in this battle for, 15 to 20 years now, trying to bring out the fact that Agenda 21 is a secret agenda to destroy the infrastructure of our society and impose a fascist society on not only the United States, but the entire world. Agenda 21 is a secret agenda for the 21st century, and is being coordinated by a group of very wealthy and powerful people whose loyalty is not to America, but to this idea that a small group of people should rule the world. And these people are in positions of power. They want to drastically reduce the population. They want to get us out of our bicycles. They want to get us certainly out of our cars. They want to get us onto bicycles, get us out of our cars. They want to get us out of our homes and into small little apartments where they can watch us and monitor us and control everything that they do, at least those who are allowed to live. And people say, that sounds crazy. Well, of course, it may sound crazy, but unfortunately, these programs are underway today. And those of you who've read my talks or read my treatise on population control, you can find it on the internet. It's called The Population Control Reduction, Population Reduction. Just look up my name in Population Reduction. You'll be able to find it. And then, of course, we also hope that you'll get the DVD that we put together, Population Control, The Secret Agenda. And I think you'll find it fascinating. And we actually have a syllabus that goes with that, which contains the treatise of my writings on population control. And basically, there really are people out there who have already supervised the murder of billions of people, and we're talking about through abortion and euthanasia and wars and revolutions, and they're all senseless. Most of these wars and revolutions make very little sense unless you understand there's a genocidal force working behind the scenes. Well, right now we have Michael Shaw on the program. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Well, I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. How are you? And it's nice to be on your show again.
Well, it's great. You just picked up the story about Agenda 21 and what's really going on.
Well, I think I like to, you know, I think most of the audience has some familiarity with Agenda 21. And so what I want to do is give some of the core elements of how Agenda 21 is affected in your community, because every county in America has Agenda 21 program. And of course, that comes by result of now 21 years of Agenda 21 protocol, after 21 years after the Agenda 21 protocol was fully infused into the federal government. George Bush signed the Rio Accords in 1992, which was which included Agenda 21, was a so-called soft law policy that didn't require any treaty approval because it wasn't a binding treaty. So 178 nations agreed to the Agenda 21 protocol, and each of them went back to their home countries after signing and began the implementation. Of course, the globalist objective is to conquer America. And when George Bush signed that agreement, America essentially succumbed to the idea of world government. And Bush brought that home, and Clinton immediately the next year began the full implementation of Agenda 21 through every federal agency. And today, that program is in every county across the United States.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment from Michael Shaw right here at Radio Liberty. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, once that happened, once every federal agency was imbued with the primary purpose of the implementation of Agenda 21, things in America began to change. I mean, we can all look back to, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, and things were a lot different. Of course, people then would have said that 20 or 30 years earlier than that, in the 1950s and 60s, were a lot different than it was in the early 90s. But what Agenda 21 has done is that it has accelerated that process of transformation into a world government situation where human beings are considered chattel, where religion and religious ideas are to be negated, and a world religion is to take the place of contemporary religious ideas. And so it's not surprising when you look across the scene in America today and you see that our schools are turning out global citizens. You know, most high school or college graduates today have no real idea of the nature of the American experiment, have no idea of the history of the American experience. Instead, they aspire to be global citizens. And as a consequence, the balance of the prospects for the American future are very dim indeed. Because the globalists have always said the baby boomers can be used in one of two ways. They can either join the globalist effort, and many, of course, have, it's the baby boomers who lead this dynamic, or they can simply be ignored and forgotten and overrun, have their children taken and trained through the school system. And that's today what our school system does. It trains our children to become active advocates for global governance. And so we don't have a crop of people rising in this society, and growing up in this society with a commitment to the American ideal, nor do they have a commitment to religious concepts. Instead, they're chasing their place. They're the limited places available for those who are going to lead this transformation, the final steps in the transformation of America having gone from a free and independent sovereign nation to America, an outpost of the globalist order. You say, well, that can't really happen. What goes on in D.C. doesn't affect me. I live in my suburban neighborhood, and my life goes on, and sure, I can see some things happening in my state or happening in my county or even in my city that are a bit disturbing, but, gee, I'm not going to attribute it to the globalist move. Well, if that's
hold that view, thought. Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply pointing out that this is a globalist plan to alter the structure of our society, to alter the structure of the world. And most people said they want to lead their lives and just be left alone. They don't understand that they don't have that option. And most people say, well, you know, we don't really care about what's going on in Washington, D.C. Just leave us alone and we'll be happy here at home. But they're not doing that, ladies and gentlemen. America is changing as part of a coordinated plan to centralize all power with government, and gradually, little by little, to erode our freedom and to force us certainly to do exactly what the leaders want, and increasingly, why, of course, we're having a more autocratic local government, and government is being forced to go along with federal dictates, or they cut off federal funding, and, of course, federal local communities don't have the money, so they have to go along with the federal mandate, and little by little, step by step, gradually centralizing ever more power with a nameless bureaucracy that eventually will control you and everything in your everyone in your family from the cradle to the grave. And that grave may come much, much sooner than you really want, because they're poisoning our food and they're poisoning our air and they're poisoning certainly the water we drink. They know exactly what they're doing. Very, very few people have any grasp of it. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, picking up on the concept that you ended there with, Dr. Stan, one of the three documents that guide the Agenda 21 dynamic is called the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. Now, this comes out from the United Nations as part of the implementation program for the Agenda 21 dynamic. And in that document, it actually says that human population, if we are to remain industrialized, that is not to all be turned into peasants, if there's any industrialization left in the world, the population is to be reduced by 85%. So it is a eugenic program that isn't bound by social or racial connotations. It is simply an anti-human program, one that is fully adopted by the American government. It doesn't matter who's elected president, because the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are fully on board. Now, some people may say, oh, but the Republican National Committee issued a proclamation against Agenda 21. Well, sure they did, because the word is out, and the understanding of Agenda 21 is growing. And so the good people in the Republican Party demanded this happen. And the leaders of the Republican Party said, okay, we'll pacify them. We'll pass this dynamic. But I guarantee you, the next time a Republican is in the White House, he'll be just as committed as George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. and all of the Republican candidates since then have been to the globalist program of Agenda 21.
And, of course, the Democrats are as well. And basically, the Global Biodiversity Report, I have a copy of it. Michael has a copy of it. You probably can still get a copy. The Global Biodiversity Report is over 1,100 pages, but it really does talk about the necessity of markedly limiting the population of the world. This program is already underway. That, of course, is what abortion and euthanasia is all about. That's why, of course, genetically modified foods have been outlawed, certainly throughout Europe. And here in the United States, you're not even allowed to know that you're eating genetically modified food. Many of the food substances and coloring and odors we have here are outlawed throughout the world. Why? Because they destroy the health. They're carcinogenic. They certainly suppress reproduction and fertility. They know exactly what they're doing. And you're not allowed even to read or to know about that here in the United States. There is a population control agenda program. Population control agenda program. Go up on the internet, simply type in population control agenda. Stan Monteith of Radio Liberty, read it and weep. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the question that ought to jump out in most people's minds today still is, you know, I can still see that the regular person is going to say, all right, I'm willing to accept that our national government is misplaced. But that's not really affecting me other than the high taxes I pay and the heavy burden of regulatory authority that I'm subjected to, that doesn't really affect me in my day-to-day life. You know, I know Sam Smith, our city councilman, he wouldn't be for any of this stuff. Well, we now need to, you know, to rid ourselves of that notion. I'm going to give information that I think will help people understand why the threat is down at City Hall. Because the American government has already been transformed in a way that is not recognizable nor understood by the American people. We already live in a Sovietized regional system of government. Now, what do I mean by Sovietized and regional system of government? Well, a Soviet system is one that works through a cadre of councils. And these councils all take directives from on high. And so if you've got a high council with a series of intermediate subsidiary councils, all working to the same objective, all understanding the goal of the Soviet leaders, you have then in place the kind of government that ruled the Soviet Union for most of the 20th century. Now, I'll proclaim that today in the United States, we have a Soviet system of government far more perfected than the Russians ever had. People might say, this Shah guy must be crazy. How can he do such a thing?
Actually, we have more socialism in America and more government programs than ever existed in Russia. They never had the bureaucracy to do what we're doing today, and the average American doesn't understand that. We financed the communists so we would have an enemy, so we would rally the people behind the government to protect us from the wicked communists, and yet we've introduced all of those programs right here in America, but with a vengeance. Go right ahead.
Well, let me explain how our system of government today reflects a Sovietized system. We all think that City Hall is the government closest to us and the government most responsive to us. Well, that certainly is the framework of American government. But few people know that what goes on at your city and what goes on at your county is, in all material respects, controlled, directed, and demanded by an unelected board that the citizens largely don't even know exists. And that unelected board is called a COG, or a Council of Government. Now, virtually every square inch in America is covered by a COG organization. So what's a COG? Well, a COG is a federalized agency that handles the federal monies and disperses those federal monies to local government. Now, they like to say, well, COG membership is voluntary by your city or county. But everyone in your listening audience lives at a place where local government rule is controlled by a COG.
And basically that is because the local governments give up their sovereignty because they want to get those federal grants. They want to get the federal money. It's free money. And basically, of course, when they want that money, they have to do what the federal government wants them to, using our tax dollars to take away our freedom. Go right ahead.
Well, to give an illustration of that, in fact, this is the best illustration available in America today, but this is the prototype that is going to come to every metropolitan area in the United States under the Agenda 21 program. In the San Francisco Bay Area, a program called One Bay Area has been launched. In fact, next Thursday, it is going to be finalized, and the implementation is going to begin. Now, this program is the brainchild of an organization called ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. ABAG is a COG. This COG is a member of the CalCOG organization. CalCOG covers all the COGs in California, which cover every square inch in California. But ABAG is taking the giant leap forward that will be the master plan for every metropolitan area in the United States. Now, Abag comes into this with a promise to the 101 cities who are members of Abag with more than a quarter of a trillion dollars, in federal funds so that the San Francisco Bay Area can be remade. And what do I mean by remaking the San Francisco Bay Area? Well, what they are doing is they are converting the transportation system and the development program such that all new development for the next 25 years must be within a half a mile of what they call transit-oriented centers. They call these priority development areas. Now, in these very compact, very dense dynamics, they intend for most of the population to be relocated in these stack-and-pack housing units. And with these stack-and-pack housing units, there'll be no capacity for automobiles. You will live in what they are calling a walkable community. In other words, you come down from your 14th floor, and you walk to your job.
Or have a bicycle. They love bicycles. They want you walking. And they want to get you out of your car because your car gives you independence. And the last thing they want is independence. They want to be able to control everything you do. And so they're going to have their rapid transit system. That's what rapid transit is, or public utilities, public transportation. But as far as your freedom is soon to be simply a remembrance of things past. Go ahead.
Well, that is true. Now, what we've got to understand is that your city council, your board of supervisors, are blankly going along with this, whether you're in the Bay Area or anywhere across the United States. And that is because if you fight this system, your political career is over.
Hold that thought. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's free money, and if you fight it, they'll come after you, and they'll make your life miserable. They'll crush you like a crumb. Michael, go right ahead.
So, as people begin to understand that the Agenda 21 protocol is not simply an international nonsense, the kind of thing that we saw out of the League of Nations and out of the United Nations for the last century. The Agenda 21 protocol, though it has an international origin, is a forced down the American people's throat by the federal government. And today, there is not a single governor anywhere in the United States who's alerting its citizens to the demands being placed on those states by the federal government. There is no elected leaders at the local level who are standing up with a microphone and telling the population that they're being schnookered by a foreign system of government that has been implemented in the United States. Now, these COGs go back to the 1950s. It was Dwight Eisenhower who invented them. You know, somebody force-fed that through Eisenhower's hands. I'm not saying that Eisenhower knew that it was going to grow into this. He implemented this thinking that it would be the vehicle for building the national freeway system. And that's why all of our freeways are federally owned. But the freeways were just a way to get in the door, the classic camel in a tent idea. Once the COGs had control of local and state jurisdictions through the transportation system, they could then, over the decades, use it to expand their authority. And ironically, you know, like I say, the COGs are voluntary associations. Well, California didn't determine to create any COGs in this state until Ronald Reagan was governor. And it was Reagan who, while governor, said the era of horse and buggy government in California is over. And by that he meant that the era of local government had come to an end, and that we now were going to launch ourselves onto a system of regional government, because that's what COGs do. The COG in the San Francisco Bay Area covers 9 counties, 7.5 million people. It's all about regionalism. Okay? Regionalism doesn't really have a boundary. But regionalism affords the operation of the Sovietized government. where all decisions are made behind the scenes by unelected bureaucrats who then force it one way or another down the throats of the people. And you say, well, our city needs to get out of the cog. Well, that's exactly right. But cities don't get out of the cog because they want their money. And the money is used to, you know, what's going to be used as we move forward, to get you out of your car and to get you into a stacking pack. Now, who wants federal money when the money comes straight for devilish purposes? And that's why the American people have got to begin to elect folks, maybe yourself if you're out there in the listening audience, someone who stands up and says, no, we want local control, we want transparency, and we're not going to take these federal mandates for creating an outpost for the New World Order here where it is that I live. And to date, no community's done that. We've got some politicians, some people, some ordinary citizens who've been elected to city councils and to boards of supervisors. I mean, I know...
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael's simply talking about how these COGs work, Councils on Government. And basically, they have one up in the San Francisco Bay Area. It covers over 100 communities. It's called the ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments. And you want to get your share of the $250 billion, then, of course, you go along with this. And if you don't go along with it, you won't get the federal money. And basically, if it's free money. But in the process, ladies and gentlemen, while you give up your local sovereignty, and the politicians don't want to do that, and if they try to tell the people what's going on, they'll be suddenly lambasted by the controlled media, and they'll be attacked and vilified, and everything will be done to get them out of office. They do not want the public to understand this is a subversive element to change the very structure of our government. And of course, basically, the COGs were initially established by Dwight Eisenhower back, and we're talking about the early 1950s. He probably thought it had to do with the freeway system. But certainly the COGs here in California came in with Ronald Reagan, who always said the right thing. But look what he did as he centralized ever more power with both the state and the federal government. He talked against federal spending. He gave us the biggest federal deficits we had ever had. He criticized Jimmy Carter for creating a $200 billion deficit in 4 years in office. And Ronald Reagan, in the name of fighting communism and protecting America, gave us a $200 billion deficit every year for 8 years, every year. And we went from a $1 trillion deficit to a $2.7 trillion deficit while the great emancipator, while the great conservative political leader was in office. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, today, the San Francisco Bay Area is really representative of only what is to come everywhere. And that's not to say that these attacks aren't happening throughout the country. In Florida, in South Florida, there is a couple of COGs who put together seven counties and with a program for 50 years that isn't quite as drastic as the One Bay Area program, but has all the smackings of the same principles. And those principles are that people must get off of the open space areas. Now, these open space areas are areas that are being declared. Right now, they're being declared by the state of California in this state. And they're massive amounts of area. I saw an interview conducted by Heather Goss, who may have been on your show in the past. And Heather went up and interviewed an official at the Fish and Game Department, state of California, to talk about the maps that citizens have discovered that evidence the plan for creating these wildland areas in California. And it's a remarkable interview because this lady has no idea of the implications of what she's doing, but she spoke very frankly and freely about the need to create these open space areas on lands that were once private property and how it is they're going to do that so that the animals can traverse the San Francisco Bay Area as they make their sojourn from the Sierra Nevadas to the Pacific Coast. And in areas that are not metropolitan areas, these swaths, or they call them corridors, are huge. And now they're all being mapped out. And so citizens can go and actually see that the craziness that people like me have been talking about for 15 years has been reduced to a map, and that map is being implemented by the government agents, not just in California, but across the country. So it's time that we take this stuff seriously, because it's going to move at a faster and faster clip, because they've got their masses of organizations that are supporting this. Largely, they're NGOs. NGO means non-governmental organization. That includes all of your environmental organizations. It includes the American Chamber of Commerce and the American Farm Bureau and the National Real Estate Board. All of these are NGOs. Now, to get an NGO accreditation, you have to go to the United Nations. And the price of getting an NGO designation is that you have to become an implementer of Agenda 21 policy.
And these are subversive policies, ladies and gentlemen. This is a subversive plan. This is unconstitutional. But then the average person doesn't understand the Constitution. The average person honestly believes we're a democracy. The average individual believes, of course, that this is not, our leaders would never betray us. They would never try to take away our cars. They never try to take away our homes. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the program is underway. And the fact that you're not hearing about this simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over the mass media in America, which is tightly controlled. And the goal is to conceal the truth from the American people until it's far too late to change it. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, it's time that the American people wake up, because the evidence of what I'm talking about is very apparent and easy to gather on the web. You know, they are not doing this in the dark of night. They're just doing it quietly and increasingly quickly.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, we need to understand that the Agenda 21 program's objective is to create a governmental system based on the concept of regionalism. Regionalism erases existing political boundaries and allows for the establishment of these unelected councils to run our lives. The goal under Agenda 21 is to get everyone in dense cities where transportation to other cities is ultimately limited to trains, and where people living in these dense cities largely do not own cars. It is a program that takes much of our farmland and converts it into open space, corridors for the animals. And people say, well, that's crazy, that'll never happen. And I was going to say to you, it is happening, because those who are ruling America today, the guiding principles of American government today, say that human beings are but one species on this planet, and human beings have no right, ordinary human beings, have no right to think that they are any more special than any other species. And so the lands of America and the resources of America are being set aside for the animals. The resources, of course, end up in the hands of the global magnates to use as they choose. But the idea of making these resources available to free enterprise for the benefit of the population is an idea that has banished from this country. If you own land, you know, rich in subterranean mineral deposits up in Montana, you're not allowed to touch those. If you own forests in California, you're not allowed to do anything with that forest. The point is that resources are being collectivized in this country, and not for the benefit of supporting America's population. Remember, population is to drop by 85%. We are living on the verge of very tenuous times.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Michael is pointing out that we live in very, very tenuous times. There is a population control program that is being implemented throughout the world. Yes, America's population is growing, but not because we are reproducing, basically reproduction. And the white population is about 1.6 children per family. It takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce the population. We're increasing because we're bringing people in from all over the world, both legally and illegally. And basically, of course, that's the only reason America has more people than it used to have. But if you go into other areas, you go into Europe, certainly their population is dropping off. Certainly the reproduction rate in France is certainly about one, and Germany's 1.4 children per family. And in France and in Italy, it's 1.2 children per family. And they're simply, Europe is dying off, as is Russia with 1.2 children per family, as is Japan with 1.2 children per family. And of course, in Japan, they do not allow immigration or very little immigration. So 50 years from now, there'll be hardly anybody left there in Japan. This is not imaginary. It's real. It's part of a truly diabolical program. Basically, the population will increase for the next 10, 15 years up to about 9 billion people in the world, and then begin to drop and drop dramatically until the majority of the people in the world are dead, probably within the next 75 to 100 years. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I'm going to shift gears a little bit because people might be saying, oh my, I can't swallow this because, gee, if I swallowed it, you know, I won't be able to breathe. I mean, this is too big a pill to swallow. And I want to say, no, it's not. It's too big a pill to ignore. What we have to do is take action. Now, we can't do much about what Barack Obama and Congress are up to. I mean, Washington, D.C. is lost to this cause, and it's going to be a good while before we bring Washington, D.C. back into the control of the American people. But there is something we can do at the local level. And that is to become aware of how your community is implementing Agenda 21 and take your politicians on. And one way to do that is to issue to your politicians who are adopting these Agenda 21 federal government-directed programs for your community, whether it's the establishment of wildlands or the establishment of the stack and pack, you know, new system for American living. And, you know, a good way to begin to do that is to put them on notice that you're serious. I mean, right now, politicians think they've got nothing to lose. If you're a politician and you go along with the Agenda 21 program, gee, you might just rise up in the Democrat Party. You might just rise up in the Republican Party. But if you make a fuss about Agenda 21 in your community, I guarantee that politician one thing. And that is that the parties will not support them, but the people will. And the idea here is the politicians who think they've got a free ride in the political system to rise up by advancing Agenda 21 policies, there is a technique and a mechanism you can use to help slow them down, at least make them look over their shoulder with the intention of making them not sleep comfortably at night. What's that technique? Well, the technique is called the misprision of treason. Now, every state has a statute regarding misprision of treason. In California, our statute relates back to 1850, when our state became, when this area became a state. And a misprision of treason says that if an elected official is noticed of treasonous activity being undertaken under his watch, he's guilty of at least a misdemeanor. And this runs with him for his entire life. There's no statute of limitations on treason. And so while he may be comfortable today that he can get away with his Agenda 21 protocol, you know, when the public wakes up and when the public turns around, say 10 years from now, and says, how did we get to the mess we put ourselves through? And they pull out this dusty old misprisoning of treason. You've now got somebody that can be tried. And so what I suggest is that listeners interested in this concept who have some awareness of Agenda 21 and who know what COGS are, who knows what the ICLEI organization is. ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Now, ICLEI is based in Bonn, Germany, and it has control, obvious control, of at least 650 cities and counties in America, because this international NGO, whose objective is the advance of Agenda 21, they actually wrote the book called Local Agenda 21. They work very closely with the United Nations, and they have contracts with your city. And they get inside your city, and they write the ordinances that implement Agenda 21. Now, our town and our county, Santa Cruz, are members of ICLEI. If your town is a member of ICLEI, you can issue a misprision of treason to your elected officials for their compliance to the doctrines and policies of an international NGO, a foreign power, all in contravention of Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, which prohibits any state or its subdivision from engaging with any foreign political power. And that's exactly what many, many cities across America are doing with this ICLEI organization.
And I think it's so important that you begin talking about the subversive nature of this program. Let people understand that this is a foreign idea that they're bringing in, and basically the purpose is to destroy individual freedom and to destroy individual rights. And this is subversive and treasonous. And basically, when we start talking like that, these people begin running for cover because they know what they're doing is wrong. And this is certainly a conspiracy. It is an organized, orchestrated, a secret effort. And the average individual doesn't know because the media is covering for it. But we need to start talking and using the term treachery, treason, and subversion. That's what it's all about. And quit talking about the danger of communism or the danger of terrorism or all these other things. These are simply phony dangers that are being created to take our attention off the real enemy, which is right here in our own country. And it is being fomented by our own politicians, some of them totally unknowing, but certainly some of them knowing exactly what they're doing because their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. Go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right with that comment that many of the politicians who implement Agenda 21 don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what Agenda 21 is. They certainly aren't smart enough to make the connection to Agenda 21 policies and the destruction of the American system of government, the American system of life, and the American reverence for the individual. Because they've been products of the government school system, which has been waylaid for nearly 100 years now. It gets worse every decade. Children coming out of school today are openly acknowledging upon graduation that they are not Americans, but that they are global citizens. If your child is in public school, the purpose of public schools is to alienate your child from traditional ideas of America, from traditional spiritual ideas, and from the family itself. You know, Stan, I've gone to so many places to give talks on this subject over the last 15 years, and the number of times I've had young grandmothers come up to me and break down because they say, I lost my child, and it was a function of the government school that caused that to happen. And today that pressure is far greater than it was in the 1980s or 1990s because the globalist focus of the educational system, it's just blatant. So mom and dad, grandma and grandpa need to give a second thought before they ship their children off to the 40-hour totalitarian factory that is our government school system today. I mean, we all know that the government school system is not working in terms of traditional notions of education. But it is working precisely as designed. If you understand its purpose, is to create a global workforce for the post-Agenda 21 implemented world, a world of one government, one religion, and a whole lot fewer people. Your child is not benefiting from the schooling they're getting in government schools today. And so one step we can all take is to regain control over our children, because I'll tell you, the awareness of the problems that America faces is least recognized by the younger people in our society.
And I would simply add, if you are Christian, and you're concerned about your children's soul, you'll get them out of the government schools, because the purpose of the government schools is to destroy their belief in God and family and the country, and they're doing a great job of it. Go right ahead.
Well, exactly right. From that perspective, the school system is working. I want to talk for a moment back to the One Bay Area program and this concept of taking nine counties around the Bay and merging them into a single governmental unit. There's a very interesting talk. You know, we've got it cut down to 15 minutes by a man named Paul Sappho, self-described futurist, who spoke at the joint venture Silicon Valley, an NGO, a very problematic organization, here this year in on the peninsula, the San Francisco Peninsula. He had an audience of 1,200 executives from Silicon Valley in his attendance. And in this speech, you know, it's the top video at freedomadvocates.org for people who want to see it. But in this video, he says the Bay Area is already the first American city-state. Now, that's spelled C-I-T-I, one word, state, city-state. What's a city-state? Well, he kind of describes that in this little a short presentation, and he says that city-states are the new form of international government that all report together and have an international congress, and that the San Francisco Bay Area, he claims, already does not take its directives from Sacramento, our state capital. It doesn't take directives from Washington, D.C. Instead, it coordinates with other city-states around the world. Now, he wasn't booed. He got polite applause. The fact is that he's right. He then goes on to say that soon Los Angeles will become California's second city state. And the third city state in the making is the city state of San Diego, Tijuana. You see, once you begin to regionalize, all borders fall down. In fact, that's why we don't get border control in this country, because you see, America is merely a region in the newly emerging one world dynamic.
And I think it's so important what Michael is saying. Our leaders, the ones who are really in charge, don't believe in America. They don't believe in nationalism. They don't believe in the Constitution, which they've sworn to uphold. They believe certainly in regions, and the region that would be North America would include joining together Mexico, the United States, and Canada into one political unit. Until you understand that is the real agenda, they hear, oh my goodness, we just give us this immigration bill, and then we'll guard the border. Ladies and gentlemen, they said that in 1986. They lied then, they're lying now, because these people have certainly no loyalty to America. This is a subversive movement. And where is the outcry from our politicians? They're afraid either to say anything or they're part and parcel of it. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let me talk about something else that's happening to fight back. Freedom Advocates, in combination with the Post-Sustainability Institute run by Rosa Corey up in Santa Rosa, California, have combined to create a fundraising effort. You know, Freedom Advocates has never been out there asking for or looking for money. We do get contributions. We really appreciate that. But now, for the first time in, you know, 12 or 14 years, we're saying we need some money because we've hired counsel out of Sacramento, a man named Tim Kasuni, and we are prepared to file suit against the ABAG organization and the One Bay Area Plan. And in principle, we will bring an action to negate the effort to regionalize the state. Now, no such action's ever been brought in the history of the union in the past. But I will point out that Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution says the federal government must guarantee a Republican form of government, Republican as defined as American, in every state. Instead, what the federal government is doing through these COG programs is bringing us a Soviet system of government. And we're bringing a lawsuit against the One Bay Area program for violating Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, as well as for many other state and federal laws that are breached by way of this $250 billion commitment to the remake of the San Francisco Bay Area. And I implore your listeners who are able to make a contribution to do so, because if we don't defeat this in the Bay Area, it will be in your neighborhood. If we defeat it in the Bay Area, then for the first time in the battle against Agenda 21, the citizens can stand on a pedestal and say, we're making progress.
Michael, how can people get in touch with you, get and learn more about your organization?
Well, it's freedomadvocates.org. Go to the website. The top article is A Time to Sue, Regionalism Challenge, the first ever legal challenge to stop Agenda 21 and the 9-county regional plan of ABAG called One Bay Area. And I think all Americans have a vested interest in the outcome of what happens here. As they, when I was a teenager and spent a summer in Iowa working on a farm there, you know, I remember one Sunday the farmer sat down and I was with them, and they told me then, and I never forgot it, they said, you know, everything that comes to Iowa came to California first. And that's true. And that's what the globalists know. And so what they can establish here will roll out across the rest of the country. And I must say, the San Francisco Bay Area has always been a target for this kind of dynamic.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a subversive movement, a subversive movement. Once again, the telephone number where people can get in touch with you.
Our phone number is 831-684-2232.
One more time.
831-684-2232. That's freedomadvocates.org.
We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, let me just let the listeners understand that in the San Francisco Bay Area, awareness is beginning to seep out. And for the last year, ABAG has held these little seances for the rollout of the One Bay Area program. And the good guys, that means real Americans, have shown up at these meetings. Nobody before had ever heard of ABAG, didn't know what a COG was, but now these meetings are stuffed with people, 99% in opposition. Notwithstanding that, next Thursday, ABAG has made it very clear the plan will be accepted, the cities will be mandated, and the development of stack and pack, carless systems will be implemented. As a consequence, and over time, the suburban neighborhoods will be abandoned. They will not get city services. Rural areas will be totally taken over to implement the wildlands program. That's all part of the One Bay Area program. And that the citizens are warming up. They're beginning to get the picture. It doesn't make a bit of difference when you're dealing with these unelected Soviet bureaucrats who have all the money and all the power. But the battle lines are at least beginning to form. And that's why we're hoping that we can get what we need to manage this lawsuit and try to hang these folks up so that they can't just roughshod over the American people in our way of life. And we need help. We need help from every place we can get it. And we need awareness to continue to grow. It certainly is growing. And to the extent that you and the listening audience can help us either financially or in awareness, you know, well, your children thank you.
We are involved in an epic struggle for the survival of freedom. And basically, most people don't even know the battle is going on. They don't understand the subversive element that permeates every aspect of our society because they're focusing our attention on the threat of terrorism. And yet we're financing terrorism throughout the world. Why would we be financing terrorism if terrorism is a problem and a threat to America? Well, then, of course, we've got the threat of communism. Oh, communism's a terrible threat. They create all of these threats, ladies and gentlemen, to focus our attention on the external threat. The threat is not external. The threat is from within. And where is the money coming to finance communism? You need to get into the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we've kept in print for well over 20 years. Michael, God bless you for everything you do, and please keep in touch and keep us advised what's going on.
We'll do that, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Michael does an excellent job, and we certainly know Michael. He's a personal friend. He does a wonderful job, and we commend him to you, and if you're in a position to help him, get in touch with him, freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. It's a very, very important organization, and we commend him to you. Well, this is the time when I have to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best tapes of the month. If you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, if you'd like to get the books and videos and four DVD sets and the DVD sets that we offer, why give us a call? Let me tell you about some of the things that we have is so vitally important. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, will take you into the subversive movement that's going on throughout the country today. We have another talk on population control, the secret agenda, and they've already killed billions of people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've killed billions of people, and they know exactly what they're doing. They create wars where hundreds of millions of people die. And the average individual has very little understanding what's really going on. And yet, of course, the coming wars are going to be far more bloody than the last ones. We're dealing with people who have no concept of right and wrong. They have a goal, they have an objective, because they worship a different God. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. I don't want to give you too many things to get. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD, the CD that's called the Brotherhood of Darkness Special. Certainly, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. There really is a covert plan, and basically it involves population control. It involves mass genocide, not imaginary. It's very real. It's being implemented. It's been implemented. And then you need to get my talk on population control, the secret agenda. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, you can get my pamphlet on the Population Control Agenda. You can get it on the Internet. Certainly, you can get it at my website, which is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or certainly, if you get any of the other items, you'd like to get a free copy of my Population Control Agenda. It's really very, very good. I think it's well worthwhile. It's certainly, there's hundreds of thousands of copies of this pamphlet out across America. And we hope you'll get them and you'll help to circulate it. And you have our permission to copy it. You need to understand that there really are people who want to destroy humanity, want to destroy most of the people on the earth. And they've already killed several billion people. But of course, you're never going to hear this discussed in the regular media. go to your website and go Google in Population Control Agenda, Stan Monteith, Population Control Agenda, Radio Liberty, or just Population Control Agenda. Or if you'd like to get a free copy of it, certainly through us. And if you get anything from us, just ask for a copy. We'll be glad to get it to you. But you need to understand that they've not only targeted you, but your children and your family. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our news, to our regular broadcasts, our daily broadcast, 4 hours a day, live. Or you can get the archive programs. And then, of course, you can watch our DVDs. And then you can read our newsletters. You can read the Population Control Agenda. You'll get information there that's vitally important to understand what is going on. And certainly we try to bring you outstanding guests from all across America that will help you understand the events that are taking place. You are going to have to be involved, and you are going to have to get others listening and understanding. There's an organized effort to confuse the American people and conceal the truth. Your job is to learn how to get the truth out and get our message out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 10 July.